This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. You can join us here. I'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username as well, that allow you to take control of the airwaves, especially if you are in Orlando and happen to be attending the Libertarian Party National Convention. It's happening as we speak, and we'll be continuing. I believe tomorrow is the big day.
Tomorrow's the big day? That was Sunday.
Oh, no, okay. You're right. Sunday is the big day. I think there's a debate tomorrow between the presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party. Those who are seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, that will be doled out by the delegates at the convention this weekend. And our friend and co-host, Daryl W. Perry, he's in the top of the charts. He's at number three or four, I think, in a recent poll. What was it? 20-something percent. Is what he got.
Over 20%. Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to ask me for these numbers.
I wasn't really asking you. I was just sort of talking out loud about it. And Daryl had posted on his Facebook profile that he really feels like he has a chance at pulling this thing off. Now, you know, obviously he's at a place where you're probably more likely to speak with supporters than you are to speak with the people who aren't supporting you. And there are several candidates in the race there for the Libertarian Party's running. Of course, John McAfee and Gary Johnson, two of the more widely known names in the race.
Johnson's at 35%. McAfee's at 13%. Daryl has isn't double McAfee's support, but pretty close.
Daryl got, what, 20? What was it, 20?
20%?
22%.
Yeah. McAfee, by the straw poll that was taken at the Libertarian Convention, McAfee shouldn't have been on the stage with the top three debaters in this last the debates where Daryl has been excluded.
Well, yeah. And so the debates that have been organized by various different groups. This particular debate at the big one that's coming up this weekend, which should be live on C-SPAN, I think on Saturday afternoon. I believe it's Saturday afternoon, but don't quote me on that. You should probably check C-SPAN's schedule to find out for sure. But this big debate, Daryl...
just crashed C-SPAN's site.
I doubt that.
Come on, C-SPAN.
They've got a bit much bigger budget than you or I.
Yeah, well.
They get funding from all of the cable networks all around the country.
Must be nice.
Yes. And they're mandated to be carried on all of those cable networks from, at least that's as I understand the deal. Now, I don't know if they're mandated to carry C-SPAN 2 and 3 or however many damn C-SPANs they have now, but this should be on the main C-SPAN when it actually does go down. And Daryl does have to get a certain number of delegates to sort of nominate him for the big debate that they're going to have. And I bet you he's going to be able to get that. It sounds like he's got enough support, at least based on that poll, that he will likely be appearing in the main debate. I'm speculating, but I think that can happen.
Yeah, I don't know how many delegates they're talking about, but yeah, he's number three here on this poll, just barely trailing Austin Peterson.
Now, I got to say, if I were a delegate at the convention, and I'm not, and I never have been, I went to a Libertarian Party of Florida convention once or twice, and God, it was boring.
And you gave up your Libertarian Party life membership.
That's true. In the National Party, I am a member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, but that's a different deal. So what would be the toughest thing for me would be to decide whether or not to give Daryl my chip or Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme's coming, huh?
Because, I had speculated on the air the other night that he might not be going down there. I didn't know for sure. And then he put a video up on his YouTube channel. Or, excuse me, it's not his YouTube channel. It's someone else's channel. But it's him announcing his intention to attend the Libertarian Party presidential nomination this weekend at Orlando at their national convention, which I think may be the first time ever Vermin Supreme has been at the Libertarian Party National Convention.
For those that don't know, Vermin Supreme is that candidate that wears the rubber boot on his head. He claims to have traveled back in time from the future to kill baby Hitler, and something happened to his time machine on the way. He ended up accidentally here, and he's running for president so that he can get access to the military's technology so that he can rebuild his time machine and get back to the future where he belongs. In the process, he will bring the United States up to the proper economic form, which is ponynomics, which means free ponies for everybody. A pony-based economy is a stable economy, is his claim. Further, he claims that he will institute a law mandatory toothbrushing twice a day.
You've got his pitch down pretty good. He's been doing this for a long time. And I'm joking. It wouldn't be a hard decision.
I'm not joking. Mandatory toothbrushes twice a day.
It wouldn't be hard for me to decide. I would definitely give my token to Daryl for, you know, the debate and support. But I would be disappointed that I didn't have a second one to give to Vermin Supreme, simply because he's so entertaining. And if the Libertarian Party is going to once again stray from its principles and nominate somebody who's not actually a Libertarian, like Gary Johnson or Austin Peterson for the Libertarian Party's nomination, then they might as well go stray even further and nominate a man wearing a boot on his head. Because to me, that would actually be better for the Libertarian Party to have Vermin Supreme instead of Gary Johnson or Austin Peterson, simply because he'd probably get some more press coverage, what with the whole boot thing and his pretty funny comedy routine.
I like Vermin. I guess, you know, when thinking about this, I don't like McAfee. And the reason I don't like McAfee is that I think it makes a laughing stock of the Libertarian Party. But it doesn't seem very consistent of me to support Vermin
Supreme.
No, that's
not consistent at all.
If he's going to make a laughing stock of the Libertarian Party. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I support McAfee as the second choice for the Libertarian Party this time around.
Is it because of the AK-47s or because of the Belizean hookers on his campaign website?
Had he not gotten Daryl W. Perry's somewhat endorsement, like as a secondary, meaning that Daryl said that if Daryl doesn't get the nomination, he is going to throw his support behind John McAfee.
Well, Daryl
said that. That was, you know, as good of an endorsement as John McAfee's going to get. Daryl's been in the debates with this guy. He's watched him,
yep,
you know, perform. He's seen what he's had to say. And if Daryl says this guy is the second best Libertarian in the race, second to him, then that carries a lot of weight with me.
Well, what Daryl said to me, and I'm pretty sure he said it on the air, was that John McAfee's learned more about libertarianism in 6 months than Gary Johnson's learned in 6 years. And
yep, we all start somewhere.
Yeah, we certainly do. But you don't... You know, the fact that somebody can go, a doppelganger can pop right in and pretend to be a libertarian and then get the nomination, absolutely ridiculous. No, unacceptable.
Well, wait a minute. But you've been supporting Gary Johnson. And
Gary Johnson isn't pretending to be anything that he's not.
Yes, he is. He's claiming to be a libertarian, but he's not.
Well, you didn't
same thing with this other Austin Peterson guy. He's not a libertarian either. He doesn't even believe in the non-aggression principle.
You didn't believe it was that big of a problem last go around when Gary Johnson got the nomination.
Well, I didn't know enough about him at that time. And no, I wasn't happy with him getting the nomination. I would have much preferred someone who's an actual principled libertarian. I didn't give a dime to the guy's campaign.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I won't this time if he gets the nomination either.
Well, how many presidential candidates have you given a dime to?
I've given quite a bit of money to Ron Paul as well as the Harry Brown campaigns. I think I also gave money to Michael Badnarik back in 2004.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Yep. So I'll put my money where a decent mouthpiece is, somebody who's actually promoting the ideas of liberty.
Well, I put some money behind the Gary Johnson campaign.
Let's go to so you gave him money prior to this time? Wait, you mean in 2012 or you've given him money recently?
I've given him money before I knew that Daryl was running. And I've given money to Daryl's campaign. And or give him Bitcoin to Daryl.
You're trying to help Gary pay off his campaign debts, right?
Gary has some campaign debts, yeah.
Well, anyway, let's go to Tom listening in Nashville, and then we'll play Vermin Supreme's announcement, his campaign.
But you know, Daryl can't win, right? He hasn't filed with the FEC.
Let's talk to Tom in Nashville. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about these people with learning disabilities and various handicaps, and there's a lot of job skills that they lack and stuff like that. And, of course, the solution to that, of course, is to throw money at it, for the government to steal money from innocent people, right, and throw Anthony Lane Brown in prison when they don't want to pay. Or I came up with a better idea than that, okay?
All right, stand by, Tom. We'll talk about it here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on the Libertarian Party's National Convention. It's happening now, and or whatever you want to discuss on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Andy, you can bring up what you want. So all you have to do is dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm. So join us here and bring up what you want. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, we've got Tom. He's on the line in New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about what's been happening at the Libertarian Party National Convention here in moments. Tom, you wanted to talk about people with mental illness or disability?
Well, various learning disabilities and work-related disabilities, stuff like that.
And, okay.
Goodwill Industries finds ways to put these people to work. And so I called them
up. Yes, they do.
I called them up, the Goodwill Industries of Northern New England, and the lady I spoke with, by the way, knew nothing about what I spoke about back on 16 May, namely discount postage, which is all these stamps that the stamp collectors don't want anymore. And I said, you know, the dentist office sends me a bill in a double window envelope. Okay, one window through which their return address shows and the other window through which my name and address show, and they run it through the postage meter. And what you want to do is buy envelopes like that and have people sit around and put stamps on them, and you have to pay these people money to put the stamps on, but they're not really capable of doing much else, and then you sell them to the dentist office. They'll buy them from Goodwill Industries to help out, but they don't even have to pay more because to pay these people to put the stamps on, what they're paying them out of is the money that the stamp collectors are losing because there are like 100 envelopes, $47 worth of postage, that they're buying for $33. And then they're selling it, and it's going to be used for $47. So they can charge the dentist offices about the same as the dentist office would have paid to put them through the postage meter.
And you're saying that would give somebody with a mental illness or physical disability the ability to have work?
Not necessarily mental illness, but a lot of people who are not really capable of doing much else, it would give them a job. These people who have like learning disabilities or whatever difficulties, I wouldn't recommend it for the South.
I mean, are there that many stamps that are available for sale at a low enough price to where that would make paying someone worthwhile?
Well, there's a vast amount of them at 70% of face value, that, and there's 47-cent two-part combinations, which is like an 18-cent stamp and a 29-cent stamp, very common rates from back when that's what it cost to mail a letter. And you just put one of each on the envelope, and you're paying these people to do that. They can do that. And I think a lot of doctor's offices and a lot of billing offices would go ahead and buy these from Goodwill Industries to help out. And
so did you actually pitch this to Goodwill?
Yeah, I did that, and the lady seems to like the idea. She's going to pass it on to some other people in the organization.
Hmm.
And so we'll see where that goes. But anybody else out there that works for an organization that's trying to find work for people, you know, I'm also pitching it to them, because typically these
where do you buy these stamps? I mean, because you know, maybe somebody from another organization is listening and they like the idea and they want to try it out. Where do you go to get bulk discounted stamps that stamp collectors have decided, ah, screw it, this isn't really worth doing anymore because I can't find any good stamps. Nobody cares about these things.
That would be the auction websites on the internet. There's a certain ones that come to mind that
so like eBay.
About to give them a plug, but that's pretty much
what else one. Is there?
There's a bunch of other auction sites. It's just that eBay really has the
market. Dominate the market share. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, Goodwill, maybe they'll take them up on it. It doesn't sound like a terrible idea. I don't know.
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Toll-free number again, 855-453. So we're going to play for you the audio of Vermin Supreme announcing his intention to attend the Libertarian Party National Convention. It's going to be the most interesting LP convention in my lifetime. I can tell you that. So
don't forget that F-bomb that's in there.
Yep, I won't forget that. Thank you. We'll be making sure to take that part out.
Yeah.
It's title says Vermin Supreme. We'll be attending the Libertarian Party National Convention 2016. And then lots of pictures of Vermin here.
My name is Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin Supreme! The Libertarian Party is on the presidential general election ballot in all 50 states.
May not be a true statement.
Yeah, I thought it was 49.
It differs every 4 years.
But they are the most successful of the minor parties.
Back when Harry Brown was running in the 1996 and 2000 campaigns, I believe the LP was on in all 50 states, and I don't think they've been on since.
Okay.
I think it's been like 49 or 48 or something like that in the last couple. Daryl, of course, would know the exact numbers for every past election.
And I am going to Orlando, Florida this coming weekend. I'm going to be attending the National Convention of the Libertarian Party.
This could be my best chance yet to ride my pony all the way to the White House.
I think he's right about that. This could very well be his best chance yet. Vermin Supreme having run in a Democratic primary this year here in New Hampshire for president, did pretty well. I think he got fourth place, if I'm recalling correctly, and then also ran in the Democratic primary in 2012, and I believe prior to that ran in the Republican primary, if I'm recalling correctly.
I don't want to besmirch my friend Vermin Supreme's campaign or anything like that, but don't you think he's kind of there to lampoon everything?
That's why he's there. Absolutely.
Most people aren't throwing their vote behind him for
that
reason.
I don't know what most people are going to do. I suspect most people will not vote for Vermin in the Libertarian Party's national convention this weekend.
At least we can agree upon that.
But at least he'll be there and bring some much-needed comic relief to the sometimes very over-serious Libertarian Party.
All right.
I believe that many Libertarians have a fundamental misunderstanding of the discipline known as ponynomics.
I believe he's
those
right.
Those who reject free ponies do so at their own peril.
Now, of course, what you can't see is his mannerisms and the things he's doing. So when he was saying...
You can almost hear them.
Yeah, when he was saying the line about doing so at your own peril, he's like leaning in toward the camera and sort of flipping his fingers at it in a menacing fashion. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. More from Vermin Supreme. And if you're at the Libertarian Party National Convention, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking right now about the Libertarian Party's National Convention. It's going on as we speak. We'll continue throughout the weekend. And at some point, hopefully someone can break away from the excitement and let us know what the situation on the ground is over there. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, if you are on the floor of the Libertarian Party National Convention or anywhere where you need to promote yourself, you gotta have business cards. Sorry, smartphones just don't cut it as far as putting something useful in someone's hand with information on it. Still, the business card dominates that particular
space. It does, yeah.
And now you can get them very affordably from Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's super easy to customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. Upload your logo to one of their existing designs, or just upload an entire design that you've already created. You can do all of those things, and upgrade the quality of the card, so you want a thicker stock, or perhaps a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. They can do all of that over at Vistaprint, and it's super easy to use. In fact, they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL at checkout, and get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's code FTL at Vistaprint.com. Oh yeah, by the way, you need more than just business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. Yeah, they do all that too. Vistaprint.com. Code FTL. Let's go to Craig. He's in Ventura. We'll continue with Vermin Supreme here in moments. But, Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
I know. I wanted to ask you, you say that you you don't support Gary Johnson. That's fine. And
hold on. That's what Ian says.
And,
Yes, I, the libertarian, do not support Gary Johnson, who is not
right.
a libertarian.
But you say you did support Ron Paul.
And that's correct.
Who's been a Republican for a long time. I actually voted for Ron Paul back in 1988. So, and you said you supported Michael Badnarik, who was a constitutionalist, and as a matter of fact, I had dinner with him one time back in the day when he was running,
mm-hmm.
and I also saw him on an interview, not an interview, a debate with Stephen Molyneux concerning minarchism versus anarchism, and I'm just curious as to why you would support those two gentlemen, but not Gary Johnson. What's the difference between those three?
Well, there's quite a bit of difference. Ron Paul's an actual principled libertarian. Michael Badnarik, my recollection of him was that he was a pretty principled guy. And Gary Johnson doesn't understand the non-aggression principle, as far as I can tell. Gary Johnson is advocating for banning burqas in the United States. He's got a lot of Islamophobia going on. He's pandering to Islamophobes. And, you know, he's not taking a principled position. He doesn't really seem to understand the idea of non-aggression, which is the basis of the Libertarian Party, the idea that you shouldn't use aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. And I don't hear that coming from Gary Johnson.
Well, I hope somebody asks him that this week, asks his views on the non-aggression principle. And so we can get, you know, we can at least hear what he has to say. Because I've heard, you know, heard differently from people that do support him, that he is in favor of the non-aggression.
He also isn't very good fiscally either, because he's got a bunch of campaign debt from his last campaign. What was it, like $1 million or something?
It was some large amount.
Oh, yeah.
There's a claim amongst libertarians. George Philly sent out in his newsletter that the Libertarian Party was misled on that. And of the things that I can find about Gary Johnson that are sort of bad and wrong, that would be highest on the list. Ian, I don't think you're being honest with the caller or yourself in this circumstance.
How's that?
The reason that you're excited about, the reason that you're, you know, so gung-ho against Gary Johnson is because your friend is running for president directly
against. No, I'd have been
against
him anyway. I didn't support him in 2012. I and Gerald. Darryl Lee Perry went and we voted for the competitor.
The George Phillies?
No. It's the guy who's helping us with the Facebook page. I'm spacing on his name right now.
Lee Rice.
Lee Rice.
You mean for president? He was on the ballot in New Hampshire?
That's correct. He was not on the ballot in New Hampshire. We were voting for Lee
okay.
to try to get him over Gary Johnson in the nominating process. In the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, I hear you, but I mean, you know, like Daryl's opinion on this is very important to
you. I only
supported
Gary Johnson because he was the lesser of the evils in 2012.
Indeed.
So that doesn't mean I support Gary Johnson and the things that he says.
You'll be the lesser of the evils when he's running against Trump and Hillary, too.
Well, he's not going to. In my opinion, I don't think he's going to make it.
Okay.
Well, but to be fair, though, as far as his fiscal problems in New Mexico, that was because of the state legislature, not because of him.
Can you explain that to me, please?
Can I explain it to you?
Yeah.
Well, it's just that the budgets that they
have. Ian's talking about the finances of the Johnson campaign as a holdover from 2012.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about his fiscal problems that are spending problems that are spending that took place in New Mexico while he was governor. I'm sorry.
Understood.
I understood you.
Okay.
I mean, if I wanted to, I could go and look and find all kinds of not very libertarian things that Gary Johnson has said. I know,
sure.
I know Scott Horton has gone on all attack against Gary Johnson, and he actually knows some of that crap. I've just seen enough from the guy to know he's not a libertarian, so I don't pay any attention to what he says. So I don't have anything at my fingertips to bring it up here.
And another libertarian candidate that had a lot of problems apparently with campaign funding was Harry Brown, and there's a lot of stories about that you know, back in the day.
I heard that was a big issue in his campaign. Yeah,
yeah,
I heard something about that too.
The Brown scam, they used to call it. And I love Harry Brown. I mean,
Harry Brown brought the principled message of liberty to a wide audience and did it a way no presidential candidate had ever done prior.
That's what's important to you, is the message.
Yeah,
that should be what's
important to all libertarians, is getting a message of liberty out there. You're not going to sneak the ideas of freedom in behind the scenes. That's not going to work. You're not going to be able to fool people into accepting the ideas of liberty. You need to talk about the principles. Because if you just go and you run a half-assed campaign that panders to people rather than actually talking about principle, you're not actually advancing an important discussion. You're just a pandering politician, and you don't deserve a dime of my money. I'll tell you that. Craig, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Nope, that'll do it.
All right, I appreciate your call. Thanks for making it. Yep. We'll do. Toll-free number, whatever it was, we'll do it.
Have a great something.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, you know, I just want to mention that I did get the vote out, and I worked very hard to get Obama elected, and I'm surprised that New Mexico voted for him 2 times, like for 8 years. But, you know, like I said, I think it was...
3 times, 8 years?
2 times, yeah.
Two times, okay.
So, you know, but we were getting that $69 million for the art project because, you know, because we're getting favors from Obama. So I think it was worth it, you know? Because that was...
Don't you think that's kind of... like scummy? I mean, that's not what we're supposed to be in the political process for. I mean, the government's supposed to work for everybody. It's not supposed to be giving out favors, right?
But favors for the states that vote for you? Well, that's the way it works, though.
That's the way it works.
That's what we're complaining about, though.
Well, she's not complaining. She seems to like it.
Yeah.
Of course, she's also a communist.
But you know what? When Bush was president, all the blue states, he choked them out and cut all their funding.
Do you have any evidence for that? Do you have any evidence for that? Because I'd never heard it. I've never heard that claim.
No, but I was told that that's what he did.
Okay.
So all the blue states, he cut all their federal funding as much as he could. So, well, you know, it's always the same process. So...
sure, one side gets in control, they screw the other side over, but the other side gets in control and they screw the other side. But ultimately, the American people end up losing time and time again. We lose our freedoms, we lose our money, and we lose they gain our obedience. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day?
Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us live, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want, 855-450-3733. The Libertarian Party's National Convention is happening this Memorial Day weekend, so it's happening now. And tomorrow, I believe, is the day when the presidential debate will be taking place. I know our own co-host, Darrell W. Perry, is throwing, I believe, a party tonight. I think he's throwing some sort of craft beer extravaganza.
Oh, sounds fun.
Yeah, where apparently in order to get admission, you have to either bring craft beer with you or give Darrell your token to nominate him for the Libertarian Party's nomination. And that would possibly get him into the debate, which is going to be happening live on C-SPAN, as I understand it, sometime tomorrow afternoon. So we're following along closely here on Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us. We're going to continue with a video of Vermin Supreme announcing that he intends to attend the Libertarian Party convention this weekend in Orlando. But also, Gary Johnson is once again in the running, much to the chagrin of actual principled libertarians who care about spreading a principled message of liberty around the United States and beyond. Gary Johnson is not a libertarian. He's a Republican who was apparently booed at the Libertarian Party National Convention already this weekend in a pre-debate. I guess they held a debate before the official debate, so there's already been a debate in Orlando within the last 24 hours. And according to the Hit and Run blog, last night, on the eve of what may well be a historic Libertarian Party National Convention, America's leading third party held a debate among the very many people running for its highly coveted presidential slot. Former New Mexico governor and 2012 LP nominee Gary Johnson, who's considered to be the front runner in the race, took a sharp jab during the debate from upstart contender Austin Peterson over the controversial to libertarians yet praised by media outsiders selection of former Massachusetts Governor William Weld.
I can tell you that at the Talkers Convention, that Gary Johnson's nomination of Weld, or selection of Weld as his running mate, was talked up by the Republican types.
William Weld, who apparently was a former governor of Massachusetts. And he is his suggested running mate. Now, vice presidential candidates are elected separately. So if Gary Johnson wins or doesn't win, doesn't necessarily mean William Weld will or won't be the vice presidential nominee.
Right. All I can see this this selection of Weld as is a bad move on Johnson's part.
The conspiracy theory is, Mark, that Johnson is trying to throw the race.
How so?
So I won't say where I heard this conspiracy theory, but the theory is that Johnson promised his supporters in 2012 that he was going to run again in 2016.
Okay.
And so in order to fulfill his promise, he is running again in 2016, but is saying even more unlibertarian sounding things than his last campaign, like wanting to ban burkas in the United States or going to war against ISIS. According to Scott Horton, Scott Horton Show on Twitter, the guy from Anti-War Radio, yep, formerly of Anti-War Radio, he says 5 hours ago, Gary Johnson just supported nuking Hiroshima on CNN.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the conspiracy theory is that Johnson, by nominating Weld as his vice presidential candidate, someone who is obviously not a libertarian,
and then calling him the original libertarian.
Well, this is what he got booed for at a convention last night, apparently. But, you know, doing these things is insulting to libertarians, and so the idea he's doing these things to ruin his chances of actually winning, considering he has $1 million+ worth of campaign debt from last time that he still has to pay off, and apparently you can't pay off old campaign debt with new campaign contributions.
Is that so?
That's what Daryl tells me, and Daryl W. Perry, of course, running for president with the Libertarian Party.
And also refusing to, you know, sign up with the FCC. And
the FEC, Federal Election Commission.
And probably can't take the oath of office either.
Peterson, who has been making hay with his contention that, quote, it's time for us to stop nominating failed Republicans and start nominating successful libertarians, which of course would eliminate him from the running, drew sustained applause when he challenged Johnson's over Weld's challenged Johnson over Weld's libertarian bona fides. Quote, in 2012, this is Austin asking him this, in 2012 he didn't endorse Ron Paul, he didn't endorse you, talking about William Weld.
Right.
He endorsed Mitt Romney in 2016. He endorsed John Kasich. Why didn't your VP pick endorse you? Johnson's semi-rambling answer, he started off with saying that tabbing Weld was, quote, beyond my wildest dreams, unquote, and ended up encouraging skeptics to ask his running mate that same question during the upcoming vice presidential debate. His answer was punctuated by the contention that Weld was the original libertarian, and that did not go over well. The crowd booed him at making that statement. Now, obviously, not everyone in the Libertarian National Convention was sitting in the room for this early on debate. The, you know, the convention really kicks into high gear tomorrow morning, from what I understand. So the early birds, at the very least, did not seem to be impressed with Gary Johnson's performance.
I hear you, and I've got to say that the things that the news items I've seen about Johnson this go around haven't made me the happiest. However, it's my policy when voting that I'm going to vote for the person who's most liberty oriented, least likely to kill the most amount of people, that kind of thing. Those are the things that I look for. I am concerned about every one of the nomination processes. So I've said I'd like to see Sanders win the Democratic nomination because I think he's the least deadly. I've said, well, I wanted Rand Paul for the Republican, but it gets a little too complicated at that point. And, you know, Gary Johnson, I feel like he has the electability, that ever elusive electability since he was the governor.
The Libertarian Party's not going to get elected, so electability doesn't matter. What matters is getting the ideas of liberty out there. And let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Virgil is on the line. Virgil Viduva, the man behind Cell 411, is on with us from Skype. Hey, Virgil.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey, welcome. Doing great.
Yeah, I know that for the last few days, at least a couple of days ago, you guys talked quite a bit about Cell 411, which is an app we've developed. It's kind of like an emergency management and emergency response platform. And I know it came up on the show quite a few times in the last few days.
Yeah.
So I'm calling to just kind of talk a little bit about it. And I have actually a fairly big announcement that is we put out a press release today about it.
Oh, good.
And Yeah, press releases are always important, right? So basically, there's a museum in London. It's called the Victoria and Albert Museum. And, you know, most people from Europe kind of know about this. Most Americans probably don't. And I'm not saying that to kind of denigrate Americans, but art is kind of something that's off most people's radar. But the Victoria and Albert Museum is has been around for, I don't know, since 1800s sometime, and it's a kind of a one of the largest world renowned museums for art and all kinds of other things along these lines. And they actually selected Cell 411 to be part of an exhibit that's opening in April 2017. It's an exhibit about the future of technology, and they selected a host of technologies that are likely to change the world.
It's interesting that they're planning this so far in advance. It's almost a year away.
I know, right? But it's needless to say that I'm obviously very excited about this. This is huge for us.
Yeah, sure.
It's a huge event. We're very excited, and it's, as you can imagine, it's a very special thing to have happened for us. It's not something that we've ever planned on doing, and you know, it caught us by surprise as well, because it's not like there's an application process you fill out forms.
Yeah, they just reached out to you.
So yeah, they approached us. So
it's been a big year. Cell 411's been out for how long now?
Well, so we released the beta version in August last year,
mm-hmm.
and it took us about 6 months or so to kind of tweak it out. And technically, the very first real version came out in February this year. So about 4-5 months or so, I would say, the real product has been out.
And the amount of downloads, the amount of installs has really skyrocketed, hasn't it? I mean, it's been over 50,000, is that right?
Yeah, we have about 52,000 total users right now, registered users, about 65,000 total downloads. Every download doesn't always translate into an actual user, unfortunately. But yeah, those are kind of the numbers we're at. And it's pretty exciting. And all that happened really within the last 4 or 5 months. So it's pretty cool.
And so what it allows you to do, as we explained briefly earlier this week, but we always have new listeners tuning in. So what it allows you to do is create different cells of people that you know and some of people that you don't. So you can have public cells as well. So you can have like a neighborhood group that I know you've created a sort of an outreach card to hand out to people to say, hey, you know, you can download this free app at getcell411.com and then join this neighborhood group. And you write the name of the group in there. And then people can, even if they don't know each other, they can join in and they can respond to emergency requests. Maybe there's a house that's caught on fire. Somebody needs medical assistance. The police are harassing somebody. There's a criminal activity going on. And Virgil, if you have more, you can stand by. We will continue in hour number two and continue with Vermin Supreme and his campaign message to the Libertarian Party, where he'll be appearing this weekend. 855-450-FREE. GetCell411.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.